views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life, one that's full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, we'll have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. So I'm back in Seattle, done with the Edinburgh trip, and it really was a great experience and totally different than anything I had really anticipated it being, but that's life, and you get what you need, and that's what I did. So I had really an up and down time while I was there, and a lot of that was me dealing with my expectations, and once I let those expectations go, I could just experience what was there for me to experience. So today I'm going to be talking with Shannon Kaiser. She's the author of Find Your Happy, an inspirational guide for loving life to its fullest. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Shannon's my guest today, because traveling is part of what has helped her find her happy. We'll be talking to Shannon in a few minutes, and we'll also be giving away a free copy of her new book later in the show, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, I want to give you an update on what's been going on for me in the past week since, you know, I've been in this transition of coming back from this month-long trip. So you may recall I returned home to Seattle towards the end of last week, and I'd been in Edinburgh for a month. And as the time to return got closer for me, I started getting a little concerned about how my re-entry into real life was going to be. Well, let me tell you, I didn't really have a chance to reflect on that at all because I was thrust full force back into real life this weekend. We've been having a lot of rain in Seattle, and I know you're probably thinking that that's nothing new. We have lots of rain in Seattle, but I mean a lot of rain, like multiple inches in a day. And this was the time that my sump pump in my basement chose to quit working. My basement's an unfinished, not habitable space where the furnace and the water heater live and where I store things that I don't know what to do with. And I rarely go down there, so because I just don't really have a reason to. But something told me to check the basement on Sunday morning, and I found about a foot of water throughout the entire basement. So you can imagine that the past few days have been spent dealing with getting that taken care of and the fallout from having a foot of water where it didn't belong, like my furnace quit working, so I had to deal with that. But it's all working out, and I'll be sharing more about that experience at the end of the show because it brought me a light bulb moment that I want to share with you at the end of the show, like we always do light bulb moments. But let's move on and introduce today's guest. Shannon Kaiser has been labeled a true sparkling star by Healing Lifestyles and Spas. She's the author of Find Your Happy, an inspirational guide to loving life to its fullest, and the founder of the inspirational website playwiththeworld.com. She left her successful career in advertising to follow her heart and be a motivational speaker, life coach, and author. She's paving the way for seekers to find authentic peace and happiness. And I love that word authentic. That's my favorite word. She is a four-time contributing author to the best-selling book series, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Shannon's been featured in media outlets such as AM Northwest, Mind Body Green, Tiny Buddha, and The Daily Love. Let's welcome Shannon Kaiser to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. How are you?
Well, as you heard, I've had an eventful past few days, but part of what I'm grateful for is that I just shortly before the show, I talked to my insurance agent and, you know, the furnace stuff, the damage to the furnace will get covered under my insurance, and having somebody professional come in and dry out the basement will get covered. And so, you know, so there's a lot of good in a not so great situation, but you know,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. That's how it is when you get back from traveling too, quite a bit. You know, there's always that adjustment period. It sounds like you're still in it.
Yeah, well, and yeah, like I said, you know, it's like I really haven't had an opportunity to say, you know, to really think about the adjustment, because I just had to deal with what was from the minute I showed up, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And I know you're in Portland, Oregon, right?
I am, yes.
Have you guys been like we are?
I relate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it rains all the time in the Northwest, but this past couple weeks, it's like, I think we're going to flood. I'm thinking I need to go get an ARC or something.
Yeah,
it's outrageous.
Well, the night before last, I woke up like at 2:00 in the morning, and the rain, it was windy, and blowing the rain against the window, and it was raining so hard, it was like, oh my God, it sounds like the window's going to break. It was actually a little bit scary. So,
yeah, we've experienced that here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, let's start with, why don't you just share a little bit about what your book is about? And I know that it just got published, right? When did it get published?
It did, yes. 2 weeks ago, so it's very exciting. Find Your Happy, an inspirational guide to loving life to the fullest. And, you know, it's been a journey. Let's back up a little bit. I was in corporate. I spent the majority of my life climbing the corporate ladder all through my 20s. As it said in my bio, that I was in advertising, but I was really depressed. It was misplaced. I knew I wanted to do something else. And in my heart of hearts, I really wanted to be a writer, and I really wanted to be a travel writer. And what I would do, speaking of travel, is I would save up all of my vacation time and use it at one time so I could end up taking 3 or 4 weeks off. And I'd do this big, long journey somewhere far away from the city I lived in. And I would blog and I would write every single day. And that is where my sweet spot was. I became alive, and the more I did that, the more I said, this is the life that I want. This is the life I need. And so I left corporate through a series of a lot of working through fear and stumbling. You know, a lot of things come up when you decide what you've been doing your whole life is no longer what you want to do. And that is exactly how Find Your Happy came about. Because I realize, you know, over 18 million people are depressed in America. And I think it's like 20 to 25% of women will become depressed in their life. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like to be in a depression. And so I wrote this book, The Steps That I Took to Pull Myself Out of a Deep Depression into a place of truly authentic happiness and loving my life to the fullest. And so that's what the book is. It's The Steps. And it's a guide. It's an uplifting journey. It's a fun read. And I'm just so happy it's out in the world now.
Well, and it came out early, too, because when we first talked, it wasn't going to be published until January.
Yes, which is another miracle. The publishers work their magic because they're like, we got to get this out for the holidays. It's a great holiday. It is a good gift. And so they did some little finagling, and it was yet again another miracle. So I was telling everyone, oh, January. But then, you know, things, like you said earlier, they work out when they're supposed to.
Well, and you know, I think it really is the perfect time of year for it, because, you know, come January 1st, everybody's thinking about New Year's resolutions. I mean, we just as a culture use that time to think about what we want to be different in our lives. And
exactly.
Your book has basically a recipe for making your life different.
Yeah, I love that, the recipe. And it is, it's a good timing right now, because we don't have to wait until the new year. In fact,
right.
I live and breathe the steps that are in my book, and I'm this is a wonderful holiday season. We don't have to gain weight through the holiday season. We don't have to, you know, be in fear about money. And there's a lot of really good insights and tips that you can apply, and why wait, you know?
Right. Exactly. However, you know, the fact that it came out before New Year's, I think, is great, because then people can have that as a resource. Because I know, being a counselor and a coach, I know that I always get a lot of clients in January because people want to make changes, right? You know,
right.
So here, you know, here's something that can help them make those changes. And so I think the timing is great. And I think also, I mean, your publishers are right. It's a perfect gift as well. If you know somebody, if you know somebody who really is kind of struggling and you know that they're not really happy doing what they're doing, then it's a gentle way to say, there are other ways that you can be. You don't have to stay in your unhappy place.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to have to take a break here for a minute, as we always do at this time. So before we do, I want to, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, how you really came to recognize that you needed to leave your old career. Because as you and I talked about before offline, I went through the same thing. And I think it's helpful for people to hear, you know, how do you know? What are the signs for you? So we'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how to know if it's time to leave your career and what to do if you decide that it is, here with Shannon Kaiser. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, and today my guest is Shannon Kaiser, the author of Find Your Happy, an inspirational guide to loving life to its fullest. Before we continue with our conversation, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you, Shannon. So can you give your contact info for our listeners?
Yeah, I think the best way is to go to playwiththeworld.com, which is my website. And then from there, you can connect to Twitter and Facebook. I am very active and love the social media. And then you can go to my contact page for email. And I love hearing from people, so I look forward to connecting with you.
Well, and you know, I know that I went today and liked your Facebook page, and I'm pretty active on Facebook too. And I think it is such a great way to have a dialogue and a conversation about these things that are important to us.
Oh, absolutely. I feel so connected to the people that I work with and talk to, and we're all in this together. We're all working towards being happier in this journey. There's no separation, and so my favorite is to just keep that dialogue going. Social media is great for that.
Yeah, I love it for that, too. So, and where can people buy your book?
It's available in all online bookstores, so your preferred bookstore, and then it's in some bookstores. Because I'm a new author, it's taking a while to get onto the shelf, but you could always go into your bookstore and ask for it, and they'll order it in for you.
Okay, great.
So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all of those, yeah.
Right, all the online ones. Good, 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 good. So before the break, I said I wanted to talk with you a little bit about how you knew that it was time to leave your old career. Did you have a moment, or was it a progression for you?
Oh, I love this question. And, you know, it's for me, it was a progression. I think over time, you know, I was working my whole life. I went to school. I had a lot of student debt. And I thought that being in advertising, and I thought that's what I wanted. So there was a big internal struggle that happened over a period of 2 or 3 years where I recognized that this isn't what I wanted. And then it became, well, what do I want? And I think a lot of people struggle with that. And so I would say, you know, the real first step to knowing when it's time to change is to recognize that you're not happy. And, you know, this could be for relationships or careers or anything. You know, we are constantly changing and growing and evolving as people. And I like to look at our lives as chapters of books, so to speak. And a lot of us, we cling to what's familiar. And sometimes we've outgrown it. And I think that's what happened for me. I got to a place, and by no means, I still have many friends in advertising, and I still do freelance, and I love what they do, but it just wasn't right for me. And I think some people get to a point where they recognize that this is not what I want, and so it's about getting clear and letting your mind dream to what a better life could be, and that's what I did do, and I allowed myself to visualize and think. And where my heart kept leading me was to travel writing and speaking and coaching. And I realized that that's who I really was. And so it was a matter then of taking steps daily, whether it was writing a submission to an editor. You know, I would go and review local, you know, new shops that opened up and write about them for the local newspapers, for the travel columnist in the paper. And then soon enough, the stars kind of align when you get clear about your goals. And I was blessed that it worked for me. And all of a sudden, I saw my big wide opening. They laid me off at my job.
Woohoo! Yay!
I know. And a lot of us will turn to these life stresses and say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? But I was like, hallelujah. I was like high-fiving the universe because I was like, thank you. And, it took a while because I fell back in old patterns and I started to build a bridge. And this is what happens, I think, a lot of times for people too, because we want something, but we only know what we're used to. And it takes a little bit of time to build up to, you have to wait for the universe to catch up to you almost. And so I knew I wanted to be a travel writer. And I did everything possible to work towards that, but I allowed it time to take course. And, for the first year I was travel writing, I wasn't making money doing it. I was doing all freelance pro bono, because it was what my heart wanted to do. So I detached the money from it. And I think this is important. A lot of us, so find a good support system and also do odd jobs. If you're thinking about changing careers, do jobs that will kind of help you get to where you want to go, but will provide you maybe more time that you can spend on that goal that you really want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So you getting laid off, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know if getting laid off kind of preempts this question, but when you decided to kind of make this shift, was there fear about it?
Yeah, this is a good question. And there's so many aspects of getting to where you want to go. And I think backing up, I really got clear. I remember taking a trip specifically to Paris and I fell in love, wrote every day and I said, this is what I'm going to do. And that was my aha light bulb moment, as you call it. I got very excited and I said, okay, I'm a travel writer. I wrote home and said, Mom, I have never been so excited in my life. I need to be a travel writer and I need to not be in corporate. This is not a good fit for me. And once I got that clarity, it was through a process of me slowly disengaging from my current job and spending more time on my writing at home. And then I made a plan. I actually said, okay, by this day, I gave myself 6 months, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to move back to Portland because I'm a West Coast girl. I wanted to get back out here because I'm from here. And then by making that plan, I wrote it down and I had a clear direction. 2 weeks later, only 2 weeks, they called me into their office and said, we're going to let you go and we're going to pay you $10,000and saying, thanks for your hard work, but it's just not a good fit anymore. And that was the biggest blessing because that was money that helped me move and really helped me get to where I am today. And so I really believe by setting a clear intention early and then letting go of the how and when it's going to happen. Yes. I gave myself a deadline. I said, okay, it's going to be this month. But the universe was like, no, honey, it's going to be 2 weeks from now. So that's what happens. You can co-create with the universe. And a lot of times, yes, there is fear. So to answer your question, once I was laid off, it was beautiful. I was on the honeymoon stage of this is amazing. I can actually write. And that's when I wrote every day. But then all of a sudden I was like, wow, I'm not making as much money as I thought. And the fear did set in. Uh-huh. And so I asked myself, what is the worst thing that could happen? And I thought,
perfect question.
Yes. And the worst thing for whatever the situation is that you're in for the listeners, and we think about, well, maybe I have to move back in with my parents. And for me at the time, I was like 28. I was like, that's pretty bad. You're supposed to provide for yourself, but I realized that's what a lot of America was doing. And I took the step and then it ended up where my parents were there to help me and really helped me launch who I am today. So you surround yourself with positive support. Maybe there's a different worst case scenario, but most of the time the worst case isn't that bad. As soon as I looked that fear in the eye, I was able to push right through it. And once you push through it, man, I gotta say it is the best thing in the world. Because you're declaring to the universe, hey, I'm doing this. This is what I want. And you're trusting. Yeah. There's a lot of trust. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll share with you too that I do a class that's an ideal career discovery class. And one of the things that we talk about in the first session is fears and limiting beliefs. And the process is that you go down this path of if this thing were to happen, this fear I have. What is the worst case scenario? Because when we let it just run rampant in our heads, we catastrophize, right? And when we really get concrete about, okay, this would happen. Okay, let's say that happened. Then what? And then what?
Right.
And then what? To the final conclusion, most of the time it really is, yeah, I could deal with that.
I know. And you know, absolutely. And most of the time, the worst thing isn't even a fraction of what actually happens. It's our mind.
No.
Our mind plays those dirty tricks.
Well, I was at, here in Seattle, Center for Spiritual Living does a Better Business Breakfast every month. And it was this morning and someone quoted, and I can't remember now who it was. Mark Twain, who said, and I will just paraphrase because I can't get it exactly right. But, you know, 95% of the things that we worry about aren't even real. And
yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, we worry about so many things that never come to pass. And it reminds me, too, of there's been, you've probably seen it going around like Facebook, this little drawing that's a flow chart. And it's like, you have a problem. Can I do something about it? No. Then don't worry. Can I do something about it? Yes. Then do something about it and don't worry. Right. You know, so either path leads you to don't worry.
Oh, I know, and I think you really hit on the worrying is what really drives us to stay in a state of kind of more fear. So letting go of that worry.
Because we're projecting into the future this thing that hasn't come to pass. Well, it's time for another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. When we come back, Shannon and I will be talking more about Find Your Happy, and we'll also be giving away a free copy of Shannon's new book. So stay tuned to call in for that, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. And today, Shannon Kaiser is talking about her new book, Find Your Happy. And before we talk more about happiness, let's give away a copy of Shannon's book. And Shannon, this is an electronic copy of your book, correct?
Yes, that way okay. You can go anywhere in the world.
Okay, so first caller at 800-930-2819 will receive an electronic copy of Shannon's book, Find Your Happy, an inspirational, you say it, I lost my place with an inspirational guide
to loving life to its fullest. Yay,
okay.
Happiness.
Yes.
Yay, yeah, to the winner.
Exactly.
I'm excited for them.
Yeah, happiness is a good thing, isn't it?
It feels good.
Well, you know, another thing I wanted to talk about from your book, well, I don't know about another thing because the career piece, I don't know, I was just interested in that. But in your book, you start by talking about clearing things out. And that really resonated for me because I could use to clear a few things out, both physically and mentally, as I think probably most of us could.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so say a little bit about why that's where you start in the book.
Yes, this was the absolute, the biggest thing that really made an impact for anyone who's feeling stuck. As I was in a deep depression and just really stuck, I felt out of control in my life, and I was basically drowning in my own fear. And I stopped and I got a grip and I said, okay, well, what can I do? What one thing can I do in this desperation? And I looked around and I said, I can, not that my place was messy, but I said, I can clear out clutter. I can de-stress by removing stuff that no longer serves me. And so that's really a first step I tell and work with a lot of people to do, is whether it's going to your closet. I mean, we're constantly buying material,
yes,
things that pile up, and you know, it's fun, but we outgrow things, and that there's an energetic hold for things that just pile up. And now, actually, in the month of December, this is the best time before the holidays to clear out. Don't wait till spring to do spring cleaning. You just, everything from, you know, your office to your home in your bedroom, because it removes stuff so you're more free and you can donate it to a charity or Goodwill. So you'll notice miracles can happen easier and more opportunities can happen because you're energetically not bogged down. It's
right.
Amazing how it works. And like you said, you tried that too.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because I am naturally a kind of messy person, and I have my tolerance level. I have my threshold where when my physical environment reaches a certain level, it feels like I can't even think anymore.
That's
my brain
exactly
just doesn't work right anymore. So it's like I'm okay. I'm comfortable with a certain amount of messiness,
mm-hmm,
or clutter. But
right,
once it gets beyond that, then I'm like, it's like, is how it feels inside
exactly
my head, you know? And
yeah,
so I totally relate to this. Well,
yeah,
you know, it's a feng shui principle is what
is.
I learned, too. Yeah, and, you know, I had, gosh, it's been quite a long time ago, 6 or 7 years ago, I had someone come and do feng shui at my house. And, you know, I thought I was doing great because all my clutter was down in my basement that flooded this weekend.
Yeah.
And what she told me was that, no, out of sight, out of mind is not true, that your
mm-hmm
basement is your foundation.
Right.
And if it is chaotic, then your foundation is chaotic.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
there's so many. That's a great thing to share, too, because that's what happens energetically when we're trying to make our dreams come true. We can't get there if there's, even if it's just material stuff. Because
right,
when you do clear out that stuff, it frees space in your mental capacity, and your physical well-being will improve, too. It's just amazing, like you said, how it's all connected.
Yeah, you know, my mind, body, and spirit, right? I mean, the body is the physical part. Yeah, all connected. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, so I start there.
So, with clearing things out. And what there was something else I wanted to ask you about that now I lost my mind as I am known to do on occasion. So what I think might be helpful is if you can just walk through at a high level what are the steps that you take people through in the book to manifest, find their happy.
Yeah, well, this book, thanks, that's great. Just kind of top line, this book is set up in two sections. There's the first part, which is all clear. And just to reference the travel, just as an airplane is going to take off, it has to do safety checks. You can't take off without doing those. And so from the travel writer and the adventure girl at heart had to start with, we need to do our safety checks before we launch off into our future and just accomplish all of our dreams. You can try, but you might fall. And so this part two is really about taking off. And to back it up, part one is all about clearing out clutter, removing the blocks that keep us from what we really want, such as fear-based thoughts, such as things that may have happened in your life when you were younger that you're still holding on to, releasing resentments, and just really understanding your role in your own life and how you can really create your own reality by reframing the way you've been working. If something's not working in your life, it will help you and give you clear steps to make it work. And then the part two is just a big section of awesomeness because
I love that. Big section of awesomeness.
And I say that with sincerity because I had so much fun writing it because I was actually at a place where I had done all the work and removed the clutter that was keeping me. I had left corporate and I was successful in travel writing. And it got to a point where the steps, I had to share them because each chapter, and you can dive in and each chapter is set up where it's a guide, so you can do as much or as little as you want. There's homework sections, and I've created a mantra album that each album or each chapter has an audio meditation to take it to a whole nother level.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I find that really helps. I know I learned that way. And it's also, if you're on the go and you don't have time to read the chapter, you can say, hey, I can release my fear by listening to a 4 or 5 minute meditation. That really is grounding in the book as well.
Well, and you know, I love having guided meditations because it does help, at least for me personally, it helps anchor it in because you're doing something other than just learning about it, right? You're you're visualizing, you're doing something different than just reading about it.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point. It is a lot about visualization, and I think that's one way. If we're feeling really stuck, just visualize. Some people say, I don't know where to start. And I just simply say, well, just picture it in your mind. And I did that when I was in corporate. I was sitting under these, you know, fluorescent lights and working 16-hour days, and I would picture myself in my mind, even though I was doing my work, in these different countries, writing about them, being that travel journalist that I really longed to be. And then within a year or two, I was had these moments where I said, this is exactly what was in my vision. And that's how it can happen,
that's perfect. Kind of almost like a deja vu moment, right? I've been here before because I visualized it.
There is a big power in thinking and believing and then achieving. And that's a lot of what the book grounds us in.
That's great. So I want to mention before we move on to our next topic that we did have a winner for the book. It's Brenda Stringer from, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, Saranac Lake, New York. So Brenda, thank you for calling in. And Shannon will send you off an electronic copy of her book. And we wish you good luck at finding your happy using Shannon's book. So Shannon, just briefly, can you say a little bit about how travel is, because I'm assuming that there's a spiritual component for you with travel. Is that valid? So what is that about for you?
Yeah, I feel most connected to myself when I'm traveling and when I'm doing the work I'm doing today, writing and lecturing. And I realize it's because I'm connected to my true essence and my spirit. Mm-hmm. And when I travel, it is a very spiritual moment for me because I'm forced to be, in a good way, to be completely present. Whether you're in a new environment, a new culture, a place you've never been, it is allowing me to get out of my comfort zone. And I love that because when we grow and when we keep pushing ourselves as people, we are constantly on a journey to return back to love and to come into our true self, our spirit, you know, and that's what traveling can do. And that's what it does for me. And I feel enlightened and alive. I feel more alive.
That's interesting because, you know, I'm thinking about my experience just recently in Edinburgh. And, you know, I did feel like I was different in certain ways being in a new environment. And I think in some ways it's almost like it allows us to be who we really are because we don't have all of these expectations around us from people and circumstances that are normal for us.
I agree. And, you know, in the beginning, I heard you say that your trip turned out different. And I think traveling is a great metaphor for life in general because we sometimes have expectations on how we think things should happen, how things are supposed to be, how this other person's supposed to act. But when you travel, you have to let go of expectations
right. And
go with the flow.
Yeah,
and
deal with what is.
Yeah. And the more successful you are and the more fun and enlightened you can be in the moment. And I think that by taking that experience back into our real lives is a really important key.
Well, it is time for us to take our final break here. So before we do, can you give your contact info one more time, please, Shannon?
Yes, Facebook is Shannon Kaiser Writes. And you can go to playwiththeworld.com and connect with me through all other social channels or email me directly at shannon@playwiththeworld.com.
Great. And I look forward to staying connected with you on Facebook. This is Laura Longley with Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'll share some lessons about the flood in my basement and this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday each week at 10 a.m. Pacific and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.bluehairandwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Oh. to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Today we've been talking with Shannon Kaiser, author of Find Your Happy, and thank you again, Shannon, for being on the show. Loved having the conversation with you. I want to let you know that I have a new page on my website, and you can get there by going to blueheronwisdomradio.com, and it has a listing of all the upcoming shows for the radio program, as well as the most recent archived ones. And you can go in there and listen to the archived shows directly from the website. So again, it's blueheronwisdomradio.com. So look for it there. Other ways to get more information on happiness. Shannon and I were talking about our Facebook pages. My Facebook page is Blue Heron Wisdom. And on Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And on LinkedIn, I have a group called Authentic Happiness. It's an open group, and I post there pretty much daily. So come and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, my website is www.blueheronwisdom.com. So I want to talk a little bit more about this flood that I had in my basement on Sunday, because I got a lot of lessons from this. To start with, I had written a blog post back in April, and gosh darn it, I meant to put a link to it on that radio page. I will do that after we get done with the show. So if you go to blueheronwisdomradio.com, you'll find a link to this blog post. Because I have had, over the past couple of years, I've had a fear that my sump pump was going to quit working and my basement was going to get flooded. And I had this realization back in April that it was a metaphor for the basement being my subconscious and being flooded by emotions if I just was stuffing stuff down there in the basement all the time, which physically is what I had been doing. My basement was full of junk. And so I'm going, okay, is my emotional basement full of junk? I need to clear that out on a regular basis. So I thought that that was interesting. And my friend Melissa Peel, who was my guest on the show back in September, had emailed me and said, so what do you think it means that your basement flooded right after you came back from your trip? Well, was I feeling flooded with emotion? I wasn't conscious of that, but maybe that was true, because in many systems, water is equivalent to emotions. But the biggest thing that I got from this was gratitude. And I know that that sounds really bizarre, that I would be grateful. I wasn't grateful for the flood. I will admit that. I was not grateful for the flood. But I very quickly could see things about the flood that I was grateful in the way in which it happened. And so the first thing was that I cleaned out my basement this summer. If this flood had happened 6 months ago, it would have been, well, not 100 times, 10 times worse than what it really was. Because since I had gotten my basement cleaned out, 12 years worth of junk out of there, all that was actually sitting on the floor in the basement were a few pieces of furniture and a couple pieces of luggage. And I'm not happy that those things got damaged. But if this had been 6 months ago, I had boxes of Christmas decorations. I had stuff that had gone down there when I moved in the house 12 years ago that I had never seen again. And to have to deal with getting rid, because that stuff would have been ruined, I would have had to deal with getting rid of all that stuff, where I don't have to do that because the basement got cleaned out. So that's one thing. I was grateful that it didn't happen until I came back from my trip, because I would have hated for my house sitter to have to deal with the situation. And I know it would have created a lot of anxiety for me, being thousands of miles away, trying to, number one, manage what was going on, but also, you know, my imagination of what it looked like down there would probably be 100 times worse than the reality. And coming so close after that huge storm on the East Coast, you know, a little bit of flooding in my basement was nothing compared to the devastation that so many people had during that storm on the East Coast. And so I was grateful that I have never experienced anything at that level. And finally, I was grateful. Well, I have to tell you, my furnace got damaged in the flood, and so I had no heat. But what I was grateful in that was that I did have electricity and I had an electric heater. And if I needed to, I could have gone to the store and buy more heaters. Because in the beginning, with the flood and the furnace being off, it made me feel like, in my mind, I was thinking I had no power. I was like, oh, how am I going to heat my house? And when I woke up and realized, oh, I do have power. I already have an electric heater. This isn't that big of a deal. So those are just off the top of my head, the things that I found to be grateful for in this experience. Now, since then, those were on the first day, the things that I realized. And the first day was 2 days ago. Since then, I've had more than one person say to me, oh, insurance will pay for part of that damage. And I'm like, oh, I hadn't thought about that. I'm grateful that this person told me that. Talking to my insurance agent, they gave me the name of the company they recommend to come in with their professional equipment and dry it all out, because I've still got water that, because of the slope of the floor, there's still little standing pools of water down there. Plus it will get mildew and mold if they don't dry it out properly. So I really have gotten a lot of very positive things from it that, no, I didn't really need any of those things. But if it was going to happen, look at how it happened in the best way possible. And I truly mean that. I'm not just being Pollyanna. Now, on this show, we've talked a lot about gratitude. And I think that many of my guests, as well as myself, believe that gratitude is one of the fastest paths to being happier, to notice what's right with the world rather than what's wrong with the world. So the light bulb moment for this week is about finding things to be grateful for in a disaster. And, you know, the flooding of my basement was not a disaster, but you know what? Somebody else could have that perspective that, oh my God, my basement is flooded. My furniture is ruined. My furnace is out. It's going to, and in the end, it's going to cost me, you know, between getting the sump pump replaced and the deductible on the insurance, it's going to be probably a couple thousand dollars out of pocket. So, I mean, it's not like there's no cost to me, but it could have been so much worse. But somebody else could be in this place of, oh my God, I don't have that money, you know? And really, what I want to say to you about this is your perspective on it, your mindset on it is what's so important, because it's going to cost me a couple thousand dollars whether I'm excited about it or unhappy about it. So why not be excited about the fact that it only cost me a couple thousand dollars instead of, oh my God, it's a couple thousand dollars. So getting in that place of looking for what is good or what could have been worse when we're talking about a disaster. And one of the things that I want you to think about is that it's always there. There is always something to be grateful for. And if nothing else, there are always ways that whatever happened could have been worse. And it helps to put it in perspective, like me thinking about this horrible storm that they had on the East Coast a month ago. That totally put it in perspective for me. I mean, there were people who lost their houses. Their houses were destroyed. I wasn't even close to having my house destroyed, and I could do everything I needed to do in my house, even with this water in my basement. Since you can't change it, feel better about it. So this is the thing about, you know, I have to spend the money to repair these things. Well, I can't do anything about that. Well, I guess I could choose not to do it and live without a furnace, but no, probably not. I don't think that is really a choice. But, you know, the things that you can't do anything about, find ways to feel better about it. And last but not least, truly count your blessings before complaining about your disasters, and you will find that those don't really seem like disasters anymore. As always, I'd love to get your feedback, questions, comments. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and at the LinkedIn group, and on my website, blueheronwisdom.com. I want to thank my guest today, Shannon Kaiser, for sharing all of her wisdom on loving life to its fullest. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we're going to be talking to Bill Ferguson, who's the author of several books on happier relationships. And he's going to be sharing with us how to make your relationship the best that it can be. So have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.